This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Some environmental groups are re-examining their opposition to nuclear power due to the climate change crisis involving greenhouse gases. Sierra Club is re-evaluating its historic opposition. In Illinois, NRDC and others are working with a nuclear plant operator to not shut down till the end of their license to give alternative fuels more time to develop. The Teamsters Union has teamed up with some of its retailers to oppose the just-passed Philadelphia soda tax. National Public Radio estimates that by 2020, listeners under age 44 will only be 30% of their audience compared with 60% in 1985. More than 80% of podcast listeners are under age 55, and NPR is the nation's top podcast publisher with a monthly audience of 7.2 million. 90-90-90 plan for dealing with AIDS is 90% of infected are aware of their status, 90% of infected start antiretroviral drugs, and 90% drive the amount of the virus in their bloodstream down to undetectable levels. Scientists have found that the ozone hole over Antarctica is shrinking, even earlier than expected thanks to the phasing out of some industrial production of chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs. An audit of 165 federal government agencies found that only 40% complied with Freedom of Information Act of 1996. Just 67 had updated online libraries with documents released under FOIA. France has used a controversial constitutional provision to push through changes in their labor law protections that are opposed by 70% of the public. In Mexico City, there are green rectangular circles called Puntos de Reunión, meeting points to gather people in disasters. There is a practice every September 19th, the anniversary of the 1985 Mexico City earthquake. Two HSBC bankers were arrested for criminal charges in connection with currency manipulation, generating $8 million in profits and fees. A federal judge has ruled that Wisconsin voters can vote in November without an ID if they sign an affidavit swearing to their identity, dealing another setback to voter suppression. New York City's pension fund will sell all stock in it is holding in gun retailers. Numbers in polls hit 2/3 supporting stricter controls on guns, which is a record number. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.